All right, so a lot of our focus has been on the impeachment trial in the Senate. However, the White House has been busy and will remain busy pushing and showcasing a lot of items on the president's agenda. Joining us right now, ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, the White House has been pretty busy and active and will remain so this week.
Yeah, it's been an interesting week of substance for the president, and it's just kind of how timing works out for different events. You had the president on Monday in a series of closed-door meetings with the Israeli prime minister and his top political rival. Last night, the president was in Wildwood, New Jersey for a campaign rally, but that was after he had announced his Middle East peace plan, standing side-by-side with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu here at the White House. We can go through some of the details on all this, but just to follow up today, the president's signing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, which is a very big legislative accomplishment, the most significant thing that the White House and Congress have done since the Democrats took control of the House this time last year. This was passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. Democrats, Republicans are happy with this. The president is making good on a campaign promise, so look for him to sign this in a very big, splashy ceremony here today at the White House.
I would expect so. And then he hits the road, and he'll come here to Michigan to talk about it tomorrow, right?
He is, yeah. And this is, you know, something that previous presidents have done after big, notable legislative accomplishments or when they're trying to push a legislative priority. But this White House hasn't done it that way. They've let the president do his work on Twitter or he's done campaign rallies. But he's essentially taking the USMCA out for a road trip to promote it. He'll do a manufacturing tour in Warren, Michigan, and then do a campaign rally tomorrow night in Des Moines, Iowa, trying to steal the spotlight a little bit from the Democrats, of course, just days away from the caucuses there.
You mentioned the Middle East peace plan announced yesterday, which was a big ceremony. Did not involve the Palestinians, who have not signed off on this.
It's really notable that they were not here, but frankly, they were never a part of the planning or the drafting of this peace plan because the Palestinians cut off ties with the administration back in 2017 after the White House declared, the president, that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel. They said, that's it. So yesterday, within minutes, really, of the White House announcing this plan and providing some details, the Palestinians essentially declared it dead on arrival, saying it was nonsense and that it was all based on an Israeli vision. There has been a muted reaction in the Middle East to this plan. The White House is essentially saying to the Palestinians, take it or leave it, that you've had opportunities before and you've messed it up. That was what the message was from Jared Kushner, the president's senior advisor and son-in-law. So very stark message, but I think the sense that we're getting from talking to experts in the region and analysts is that the prospects of this actually going forward are pretty dim.
All right. Well, we'll be watching that. We'll be watching the president when he comes to Michigan tomorrow. Busy time, but really, as you point out, not manufactured, just kind of fortuitous for the White House that they have so much on their plate right now to sort of take at least one eye off the impeachment proceedings.
Yeah, I think it's notable the president was tweeting a bit less over the last couple of days. He has been very busy, and they have actual substance that they can promote. Like I said, this is a big deal today, this trade agreement. Look for the president to really be touting this as a signature accomplishment.
All right, Karen. Hey, we appreciate your reporting as always. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye now.